Chicago. Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm your guest host this afternoon. I'm Dan Schaefer, here with Angela Lang, who is co-hosting with me live from Racine, Wisconsin. And we are joined as well for this half hour of the show by Jeff Mandel of Law Forward. Jeff, thanks again for joining us.
Dan, I owed you a question. You asked me a second question, though, about whether this was going to stick.
That's right. So, yeah. Okay, just to reset for people who might just be joining us after the break here, we're talking about Act 10 and Jeff's piece on why what the ruling means and the recent decision to strike down Act 10. And one of the things that I was asking Jeff about was whether this time will be different from previous legal challenges. And because I'm cynical when it comes to these things.
Me too.
This will, you know, this news will hit the feed. Act 10 is struck down. It's like, all right, well, it's going to get overturned eventually.
Yeah.
Or whatever it might be. But as Jeff, you described in our last segment, why this is different. And so could you help us understand why this next step in the process might be different as well?
Sure. So we talked about the theory here and trying to make sure that when the legislature draws a line and treats people differently, it draws that line. It does so on the straight and narrow. It does so honestly. And that's not what happened here in Act 10. So the next step is shortly before Christmas, the trial court here in Dane County issued a final order, and the legislature has appealed, has taken this case up on appeal. So,
which was expected, right?
Entirely as expected. The court has is entertaining a question about whether it should keep Act 10 in place while the appeal is going forward. That is, in an effort to make sure there's not some kind of whiplash in the state where collective bargaining is allowed again.
Sure.
And then maybe an appeals court takes it away. Should the court just say, hey, let's hold everything steady and see what happens? And there's briefing happening on that while the appellate briefing is also moving forward. So we'll know more. In the meantime, the court has told everybody just to hang on, no collective bargaining until it decides that stay question. And we're going to go forward and we're going to have the we're going to have an appeal. It is very difficult, of course, to predict what an appellate court is going to do. But what I can tell you is, and tell the listeners, is that our legal theory is quite clear. It is simple and easy to understand. And it is based on decades of established precedent in Wisconsin of how the equal protection guarantee in the Wisconsin Constitution works. So while I can't promise that this will definitely stick, what I can say is this is not novel. This is not some kind of fancy hide the ball, you know, magic trick. This is a really basic nuts and bolts legal case. And it is my belief that that it should be affirmed on appeal. We'll see what happens. We'll see exactly who's on the courts and who gets to decide. But judges who are looking at this based on precedent and caring about what the law is are going to come to the same conclusion that Judge Frost came to, that Act 10, as it was written, is not constitutional in Wisconsin.
We're joined here by Jeff Mandel of Law Forward, who is talking about the recent piece that he wrote at the Recombobulation Area on Act 10 about the likelihood of this, this ruling from Dane County Circuit Judge Jacob Frost, who on December 2nd declared core provisions of the 2011 Wisconsin Act 10 law unconstitutional. So is this likely to be headed towards the Wisconsin Supreme Court, Jeff?
Oh, I think this is almost certainly going to wind up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. You know, exactly what the timing on that is and things sort of remains to be seen. There's all kinds of lawyers' games that are going to get played out over the next couple of months.
There's always lawyers' games. No matter what, there's always going to be some lawyer games going on.
Yeah, there's a reason people hate lawyers.
Lawyers are great.
But after the lawyer games, what's next? Is this headed to the Wisconsin Supreme Court? And what do you expect, like, a timing on that to be?
Yeah.
Because I think that's obviously critical.
Yeah, and it's really hard to say. You know, it's partially going to depend on what happens with the stay. If the If the stay is granted and there's no collective bargaining, that makes it all the more important that the Supreme Court hear the case sooner rather than later, because public sector workers in Wisconsin have already been deprived of their rights for 13 years. And if they're going to continue to be deprived of their rights while the case moves forward, then we need to get to the we need to get to the end so that one way or the other, we've got resolution. How exactly that works, I mean, I think there is still time. If the Supreme Court wants to hear the case this term, right? The Supreme Court works in terms and it decides, it hears all the cases by mid-May or so, and it decides them all by around the 4th of July or so, and then it picks up again right after Labor Day the next year. So if the court wants to decide the case this term, there is still ample time for that to happen. We've certainly rushed cases through faster than that.
Let's get to work, Wisconsin Supreme Court. Yeah.
but you know, again, it's hard to tell. There are a lot of things that that different lawyers and parties have to do, and there are lots of things that different judges are going to get to decide in the next few weeks that'll help to illuminate what's going to happen and what kind of time frame we're on.
Yeah. And just to take a step back and recombobulate on a couple of the topics that we've been talking about here, Angela wrote a piece called Where Do We Go From Here? And you're talking about this piece on Act 10. I think one of the things in our immediate future is just where we're going to go from here in Wisconsin is we're going to have an election here on the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
Yep.
I know.
Yep. Yay.
We're going to have an election here in Wisconsin for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. It's going to be a big deal. It's going to impact cases like this very one.
Yeah.
Maybe not this exact case. Like Jeff said, there's a lot of uncertainty. All of the legal Calvin ball that always seems to happen with all of this. But I think I'm just trying to connect these two things. Where do we go from here? And what do we understand about this? Well, one of the things that where we can go from here is to get involved in this Wisconsin Supreme Court race and having a pro-democracy majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court and maintaining that on cases like gerrymandering, like Act 10, like a lot of the work that you folks, good folks, do with Law Forward as well.
Well, it really couldn't be more important to have a court that cares about democracy and cares about the rule of law here in Wisconsin. And I do, you know, for those listeners who are exhausted, and this goes to Angela's piece today, who are exhausted by hearing every single election in Wisconsin is the election of our lifetimes. It's the most important election in our state. What I can say is that if we protect a pro-democracy and protect a pro-democracy majority on the court this year in 2025, then the next two elections will not be existential for control of the court, and we will have a period where not every election in Wisconsin is the most important ever.
That's a great point, Jeff.
Thanks for your work, Jeff.
Thank you so much. We're headed to break now. Stick with us here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Thanks, Jeff.